Now, Wisdom from the Abbey with Mother Hilda.
Everywhere one looks, there seems only reason for gloom, for despondency, for despair. Innocent people are being bombed out of their homes. Little children are being left vulnerable and hungry. The problems of this world seem too big for any of us. The images that flash across our screen, the things we read about in the newspapers, leave us feeling overwhelmed. One no longer knows where truth is, and in consequence, we seem to be inventing our own version of truth. It feels to us as though we're immersed in a climate of hate, and perhaps it's been like that in centuries past, but because of social media, we now know all about it. Hate invades our living rooms every time we turn the TV on. Hate invades our streets, our shopping malls, and we wonder where it will end, what will happen. We certainly feel powerless. It's all too big for us. I remember seeing an episode of the old Western TV, Bonanza. Some of you might remember it. You saw it when I was a child. Some of you might just remember this episode too. Little Joe wanted to go off on his own, and he was sure he was man enough to do that. "Well, there's a way to find out," said his father, as he handed him a very thick book. "Rip that in half." Little Joe took the book, every inch of him exuding disdain and incredulity to be asked to do something so simple and easy. Well, he tried and tried and tried, but he couldn't do it. The book was too thick to rip in half by hand. His father took it back and, opening the book, began to tear it piece by piece. Little Joe got the message, and so did the 8-year-old Australian little girl watching. The world is like that book. It's too big to take on as a whole. But you and I can start tearing pages now. When you next go into the shop, a shop, any shop, may I suggest that you stop a minute outside and ask a blessing of peace on all who are inside that shop. Bring the hearts of all those strangers to God, and then as you pass them in the aisles, let your heart smile goodness on them. If the rest of the world is being torn apart by things that start with a small idea of hate, we can deal with it by starting with a small idea of goodness, of love, of patience, and seeing it through. Give it a go this week. Only make sure you include God. That's the secret ingredient.